When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You are now entering a critical thinking zone. Thinking caps are required beyond this point. From deep behind enemy lines, deep in the heart of the Midwest, it's your host, Andrew Coppins. And it's time for Critical Thinking.
Why, yes, indeed, it is time for Critical Thinking. I am Andrew Coppins. He is Pat Oney. We are back after some technical issues yesterday. Pat, same Wi-Fi network. Bro, same Wi-Fi network. Try it.
Hey. Look who finally decided to show up to work today.
I was actually sick, and I'm still not 100%.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're sick. Uh-huh. Right. You know how annoying it is for you to be sick on a Friday when you make me talk about the news? When I wanted to talk about college football? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a bone to pick with you on that one, by the way.
That was a great time to, and I mentioned this to my wife, I was like, that was a great time to actually have been sick. What did I get to do on Saturday, Pat?
You got to watch college football all day long while I had to freaking clean my house with my wife.
Yeah, I got to lay in bed, take a nap whenever I wanted to, and watch college football from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
You rat bastard.
I should do that more often.
Oh, I was so mad. Especially since I had to miss the Nebraska Northwestern game.
Very good game. Very good game. Mm-hmm. Nebraska cannot find a win to save their lives in close games. They just can't.
That should have been a win for them.
It really should have.
They have no defense again.
Yeah. Yep. No pressure up front. Now, nope. Northwestern has one of the best left tackles in all of college football in Peter Skoronski, but wow. That was, wow. You made Ryan Helinski look like he was the second coming of Tom Brady. And I'm not talking about Tom Brady, the Michigan version. I'm talking about Tom Brady, the Patriot version. Because I honestly think that Tom Brady, the Patriot version, is better than his college self.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But anywho, with that being said, it is a Truth or Fiction Tuesday. Pat is going to lead Truth or Fiction Tuesday as I ease myself back into the fold here. And still not 100%, but getting better, which is good news. Still not sure if it was a sinus infection or something else, but it was an interesting few days last week. That's for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was sick.
100 does 102.5 degree fever count, Pat?
I mean, are you sure you didn't have the Rona again?
No, I'm sure I did not.
Okay.
I had to self-test. So my gotcha. My wife was on a committee here in our building and needed to make sure that I wasn't going to pass it to her. That was a good time.
Fair enough. I bet it was.
A real good time.
Bet it was. Yeah, I'm being sick.
Hey, you get to do your practice Padoni shows.
Well, that's true.
With that having been said, Pat, hit me with the first truth or fiction.
Sure thing. So I want to start here. Ben Shapiro put out a tweet yesterday about in regards to the upcoming 2022 midterm election. He said that the Republicans are losing steam in the 2022 election. There are some reasons for this. The Democratic upswing in the wake of Dobbs being the most obvious factor. But there's something else going on here that represents a deeper problem for the Republican Party. And then he goes on in his thread. He says, the GOP is miscalibrating the very nature of the American political scene right now based on a myth. In fact, the entirety of the American politics is based on dueling versions of the same false mythology. The mythology of the emerging Democratic minority majority. Democrats have handled this myth since 2012, being that it excuses their cultural and economic excesses. This is untrue and has led them into the electoral box canyon as many minorities turn away from their woke progressive overreach. Meanwhile, Republicans have also banked on the MEDMM, which is the
can we emerging use better Democratic acronyms majority. Here? Jesus.
Yeah, geez. I mean, good grief. To the extent that they believe the magical person like Donald Trump can defeat it. This means when Trump is attacked, Republicans immediately return to making the counterpiece of the conversation.
The centerpiece, yeah.
Yeah. And this harms them electorally, as every poll is now showing. I don't know that I want to necessarily go to the rest of these, but truth or fiction is what Ben Shapiro is saying, is that truth or fiction?
Both.
Whoa. I don't know that I like this answer.
So the truth part is this. He goes on to say two things can be true at once. First, the FBI raid on Trump looks like a political hit. Second, the more Republicans talk about Trump, the worse they do electorally. Yes, that's true. Because what have we talked about when it comes to the midterm elections? It is always either I run on what I accomplished, right? Or I'm running against the boogeyman on the other side. Mainly the person that I just beat to become president of the United States. And when you attack Donald Trump, the Republicans have that knee-jerk reaction, at least the majority of them, to go and defend him at all costs. And then Donald Trump comes out and talks, opens his mouth, inserts it usually right back inserts his foot right into it, and then everybody's reminded of why they don't like him. He is his own worst enemy at times, most of the time. In fact, yesterday, Pat, what did he put out a statement on? He put out a statement talking about needing to declare the rightful winner of the 2020 election. He is still going there. He put it out on his Truth Social. I don't know if you saw that or not, Pat.
Well, I'm not on Truth Social, so... No,
he
didn't.
Well, he put out a statement according to Breaking 911 on Twitter. So now it comes out conclusively that the FBI buried the Hunter Biden laptop story before the election, knowing that if they didn't, Trump would have easily won the 2020 presidential election. This is a massive fraud and election interference at a level never seen before in our country. Remedy: declare the rightful winner, or, and this would be the minimal solution, declare the 2020 election irreparably compromised and have a new election immediately. See, this is what I'm talking about. So you want to lose, but the other part of this that's fiction for me, so that's the truth part, right? The part that's fiction for me is he's missing the point. He's missing why Republicans are losing steam. Name me one thing the Republican Party stands for right now. Name me one legislative, roadmap. Name me one step that everybody knows that if they elect Team GOP this fall, will happen.
There frankly isn't one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I think Democrats tend to have been doing well, at least somewhat well, or at least as good or if not better than the GOP in the last election cycle on a lot of these issues, is because they actually have an agenda. They actually have something to give their base, to rally their base to vote for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether we like those policies or that agenda or not, they have something to run on.
Right, because
the GOP does not.
And Ben Shapiro talks about how Americans vote against things, not for them. That's not true. That is not true at all.
It's generally the other way around.
Americans vote
for something.
For something. So here's a great example of this, right? Why do they have the Democratic majority coming out in droves in primary elections, right? You look at Kansas, right? In that constitutional amendment, Dobbs, they're voting for protecting abortion. I think that's wrong, but that's what they're doing. This election cannot be Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. This election must be Joe Biden's record versus Joe Biden. That's it. As far as I'm concerned, it's as simple as that. The Republicans refuse to... They want the shiny object, right? They want the thing that is going to show the rest of America what we've been talking about, right? They want them to see the FBI raid as bad. They want them to see the corruption in the FBI. They want them to see this. They want them to see that. In hopes of what? Breaking the system and then being able to get power to change it. The problem with that is, what are you going to change? You're not giving them something to vote for or against right now. You're not campaigning against Joe Biden and his record. You're just literally picking anything in the news, just grab-handing it, right? Just grabbing whatever's in the produce aisle and throwing it in the cart. They have no mission, no motive, no vision, no nothing. That strategy of going after the FBI raids or protecting Trump only works when you also have a vision attached to it. And there is none. There's no political roadmap. There's no, these are the five bills that we want to pass, right? These are the things that we stand for. There's none of that. More importantly, these are the things that we stand against that Joe Biden has done. And so because we stand against these things, vote for us. They're not doing that either.
There's no rallying cry.
No. None. The rallying cry is really simple. We have a president who is fragile mentally at best. The rallying cry is elect us to make sure that mental fragility is not going to turn into issues for our country. You have to make Joe Biden look like the mentally incompetent person that he is. That's the sad reality of this situation. If you're in politics today, how do you win this election? How do you win a landslide? You go and you make the case. You make the case to the American people that he is unfit to be president of the United States of America. And the solution to that temporarily is to not give his entire party carte blanche. Because he ain't driving the bus. I don't know. That's where I'm at on this. I think this is a mixed bag of truth and fiction.
I tend to agree with that. And the reason why is because, I mean, literally the first statement, he says the Republicans are losing steam in 2022. I agree and disagree with that statement. Just that statement alone. We're not even to Labor Day yet. Labor Day is this weekend. The vast majority of Americans aren't locked into the election yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so to say one way or another that the Republicans are losing steam, which we can look at polls right now and say, that would point to that that's true because they're losing steam, especially in the Senate. I don't know about the House as much, but they are definitely losing steam in the Senate. Like, I don't know that the Republicans are coming out with a Senate majority at the end of the year or not. But here's the point. We're not to the election yet. Most people aren't tuned into that election. So this could be swayed back into the GOP favor. But, as you aptly pointed out, what would be the reason for your average voter to vote Republican in this upcoming election? What would be that reason? They don't have one. And the strategy, as you also aptly pointed out, is incredibly simple. Point out Joe Biden, his weaknesses, and his record. Make this about his record. Make this about the Democrats' record and run on that. Use that record against them.
It's magical, right, Pat? Nobody's talking the economy. Nobody's talking about this. Nobody's talking about that.
No.
And
right now it seems to be all Mar-a-Lago, all Donald Trump, in which I would argue, because I'm there, I think you're there too, I would argue that we all are suffering from what they call Trump fatigue. Would you say that's true, or is that fiction?
I don't know. I don't know on that one. I will say this though. I'm sick and tired of them falling for here's the shiny thing while over here, right? I'm sick and tired of that. It's easy. Keep your eye on the ball. Like, just watch the ball.
There's no offense with the Republican Party.
No, none. They don't know how to play offense. They know how to play victim.
It is the Iowa of the Big Ten, essentially.
In basketball terms?
In football, because they don't have an offense right now.
Yeah, but they know how to play defense. That's the problem.
That's true.
Yeah. Be more like the Rutgers.
Oh, yeah, Rutgers. Well, Rutgers had actually an all right team last year.
Right, kind of like the GOP. They're all right.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
But they seem to hate their fans. Just like Rutgers seems to hate their fans. Because you're New Jersey. Now, anyway, I think to that point that you're making about offense and defense, what would be offense? Talk about you don't support. Things that you don't support, then. If you're not going to talk about things that you do support, talk about we're going to stop spending multi-billions of dollars every other month on a war in Ukraine. Talk about we're going to stop funding the FBI until we get to the bottom of this, or stop funding this or that, or we're going to stop oh, wait, they can't do that because even under Donald Trump, they spent trillions upon trillions of dollars right. that we didn't have. See, that's the problem, is that if they were to go down the route of let's point the record out, it gets the mirror gets turned right on them.
There's also the fact that the gay marriage bill that's coming up in about a week. Mm-hmm. How many Republicans are going to vote for that? Whereas if you went back 10 years, how many Republicans would have actually voted for that?
None.
Exactly.
And I want to be clear about this. The reason I do not support that bill or any bill that codifies marriage, using that word, if you want to codify a civil union, fine by me. If you want to legally say that, go for it. But a marriage is between a man and a woman. Period. Point blank. Without that, our society is dead. Why? Because without it, there's no such thing as procreation. We go the way of the dodo bird, the dinosaurs. And without the institutional recognition that marriage is different than a civil union, I struggle. I really do, because it's just another breakdown of familial structures. Oh, the heteronormativity of Western society must be abolished. This is how you do it. You weaken the institution of marriage, and you do so because, well, anybody can get married for any reason under the law, because they will pass a bill that says federally we recognize marriage between anybody. Okay, so to that point, Pat, why not polygamy? Why not
my argument for years.
Hmm?
That's been my argument for years.
Why not? Is it because it's damaging to the societal structure? It really is. It is damaging to the familial structure. It really is. And I know that's a sore subject in most of the Mormon church because of past and present and FLDS and all that sort of stuff and all those sects that splinter off and yada, yada, yada. But
it is, it isn't, but yeah.
But I mean, the main Mormon church is very clear on polygamy.
We don't do it. Yeah.
Right. But my point being that why don't they recognize it anymore? They don't recognize it anymore because it's bad for society. It is bad for the family. It's bad for the children. It's bad, 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 bad. There are certain things that just because you want to be able to do them. Again, a civil union gives you all of the legal rights. I do agree that there are things that we need to be able to protect. Like, I don't know, being able to see a spouse or seeing the person you're in love with, right, at the hospital. I should be allowed to do that, right? But according to certain law or certain procedures, only family members can do, you know, be there. Well, I'm not family because I'm not married to that individual, right? So right. I understand that, but there's ways to do it. There are ways to do that. But again, my entire thought process on this is government needs to get out of defining marriage, period. Period, point blank. They have no business defining marriage. Pat, you had to get a license to get married. So did I, right? And you had X amount of days to return that license into the state, right?
Which is stupid, in my humble opinion. But yes.
It's dumb. Why do I need a marriage license? Why do I need that now? All sorts of no. I don't understand that. Get out of my marriage, the state. the state can get out of my marriage or marriage. If you want to say, yeah, we're going to recognize civil unions, right? So like if two couples, right? Or if a couple, right? A man and a woman don't believe in religion, right? They have no right. religious belief system. Go get a civil union. Go to the courthouse. You can do that, right?
Right.
Okay. You did that. Cool.
I guess another way of looking at this too, if you want to go down a more religious route, a marriage done right, at least in the Christian sense, a marriage done right is not necessarily just between a man and a woman, it's between a man and a woman and God.
Right. And what Ben Shapiro is also missing here, Pat, is one thing. What have we heard over and over again from the left over the last 2 weeks? Or 2 months, really?
Is it in regards, or are we talking in regards to Donald Trump, or I mean, what are we talking in regards to?
The refrain, the common argument that they've run on, the common phraseology, Christian nationalism, white Christian nationalism, right? Over and over and over again, because they're running against something. They're trying to tell you that this is the dangerous part of America. And it's white Christian nationalism. What? Sure. Okay. It bothers me to no end on this subject that the Republican Party can't stand for anything and they can't just rally around something and keep its eye on the ball. The easy thing here is the economy, stupid.
Hell, the border, Ukraine, China,
inflation. I
mean, pick something.
Inflation has not gone away.
Energy policy, pick something.
So speaking of energy policy, Pat, truth or fiction? America has the ability to stop the internal combustion engine production and everything would be fine.
Mm-mm. So you're saying to stop the production, everything would be fine, truth or fiction?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with fiction.
Mm. Why?
Because do we have sustainable technology for that yet to replace that?
All right.
That's what I question. That's what I would question. If we had sustainable technology that was efficient, that was effective, you might have something there, but I don't know that we're there yet.
Right. I mean, try going on a cross country road trip with
exactly.
We've talked about that, right? You can't, but I have some more statistics for you that will prove you correct, Pat.
Oh, joy.
Well, according to The Hill, in June, Richard Harrington, the head of Earth Sciences at the Natural History Museum in London, and seven of his colleagues sent a letter to the British government underscoring the scale of the challenge that is in front of them if they wanted to go all EV all the time. Harrington and his colleagues calculated the amount of commodities, including rare earth elements, that would be needed to convert all of the United Kingdom's 31 million motor vehicles to electric drives. So the 17 elements, they include nadium, which is an essential ingredient in electric motors. So they found that doing so, just for the 31 million, Pat, UK vehicles, would require two times the total annual world cobalt production, nearly the entire world production of pneumonium, three quarters of the world's lithium production, and at least half of the world's copper production during 2018 alone. The last time they had like a good measure of these numbers. So if we were to take it to the United States, we have 276 million registered motor vehicles, okay? That would mean electrifying all of them, taking all of them off the road, replacing them with an electric vehicle, would need 18 times the production of cobalt, 9 times neodymium, 3/4 of lithium, and half the world's copper and other rare earth metals. Guess who dominates all of those markets, Pat?
Ooh, is it, does it start with a C and in an INA?
Yeah. China. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. China dominates China. Those markets. Mm. We are literally, folks, willingly handing our economy over to China. If we do this, if we go down this route, we are literally saying our future is in your hands. It is the dumbest freaking strategy. I'm not against the electric vehicle, by the way. I'm not. I think some of them are some of the most fascinating vehicles that exist. I think the technology is amazingly interesting. And more importantly, it's some of the fastest vehicles we've ever seen in production.
Have you ever been inside a Tesla?
Yes.
Oh, they're so cool.
They are cool as shit. But that doesn't mean that everybody, we need to be in a position in which we understand, we don't understand the underlying markets that need to be there to support just the production of the vehicle, let alone, you know, and I look at it from this perspective, Pat, and I think we've talked about this in the past, but what's the goal here? The goal is what? Renewable, sustainable resources being used to fund our electric grid and our fuel supply, if you will, right?
Right.
What's renewable about using 18 times the world's cobalt production? That's not renewable or sustainable.
You can't. Cobalt isn't a renewable resource.
It is a finite resource, just like neodymium or whatever the hell it is called. Just like lithium, copper. These things don't just grow on trees. We can't just reproduce them. We don't have the ability to sustain a renewable version of all of this. We can't take an old lithium battery right now from an electric vehicle that was 10 years old and recycle it and use it again. We have no ability to do that right now. Furthermore, we don't have the current infrastructure. While California is about to ban by 2030 the production or the sale of gas-powered vehicles.
By 2035?
While that is going on, we don't also on the same track have enough of the ramping up of the infrastructure that would be needed for that to be the case. Furthermore, I argue the number one thing that the American GOP party, the GOP party, right? The Grand Old Party, the GOP should be arguing here is we are not going to hand our economy over to China. Because if you do this, if we switch everybody to an electric vehicle, that's exactly what happens. They're going to bend you over a freaking barrel because why? We need cars. We live in suburbs. We live in, you know, we don't live in Shanghai or whatever, like these massive population centers where you can take trains everywhere and do everything like you can here in Chicago, right?
Right.
You don't have that in Salt Lake City. You might have the bus system, but that's about it, right?
There actually is a train system in the Salt Lake City area, but the thing is you get much outside of that. There really isn't one. Not good for public use anyway.
Right. And so that's my point is that how do you move people around?
Well, I mean, just a kind of a sub-truth or fiction here. Truth or fiction, could we have the infrastructure in place by, say, 2035?
Fiction. We don't have enough of the, again, this is my point. We don't have enough of the rare earth metals and we don't have enough of our current infrastructure to be able, we would have to fix our current infrastructure before we go forward on the electric grid. we're talking about going backwards in terms of the ability to produce electricity, right?
Right.
We're talking about solar and wind, which are wholly unreliable on that production level, to then power the charging station. What if it's been raining and overcast for 3 days, Pat?
It's a fair point.
That solar panel has a limited amount of production, right? Do I think that we could do it? Yeah, I mean, Americans have been able to put their minds to almost anything and do it. That's the beauty of America. But what I'm arguing is that it can't be at the behest of government. It has to be done because there's a demand or a need for it. Our government has the problem and is the problem here because they've refused to address the current issues with our electric grid. And they're only exacerbating the problem by not allowing us to do more nuclear, more of the things that are clean coal, clean this, clean that. It just bothers me to no end. Now, speaking of things that will bother you to no end, Pat, are you ready to play the B or not the B?
Why would that bother me to no end?
Well, I shouldn't say that. Maybe it bothers Izzo to no end because he does have to fork over some more of his money.
Dude, the man's loaded. I don't think he cares.
All right, that means it is time for the B or not the B. Today's headline, Pat, if you're ready. New York finally cracks down on crime by outlawing whipped cream purchases for people under 21. New York finally cracks down on crime by outlawing whipped cream purchases for people under 21. And while you're thinking about that, folks, while there's just water in this cup today, please visit our fine friends at American Pride Roasters, AmericanPrideRoasters.com. Historically great coffee. The Burr Hamilton is fantastic. Coffee drops. Go check them out, AmericanPrideRoasters.com. Do you need the headline one more time, Pat?
I don't think so.
Okay.
This has got to be the Babylon Bee, right? Because that's just ridiculous and satirical. I don't see New York actually outlawing whipped cream.
Final answer?
Yeah.
You just cost us $50.
Are you freaking serious? That's a real headline?
Yep. This is not the
That movie. Is a real headline? Are you? Oh my hell. Oh no. That one got me.
Uh-huh.
Like hard.
Yep. You read all the stories about how bad crime is in New York with its horrible catch and release policies and all that wonderful goodness. But take heart because New York is cracking down on crime by making it illegal to buy spray whipped cream if you're under 21. That's right. The same New York that opened safe injection sites so medical professionals can administer heroin and other illicit drugs to addicts has now banned the sale of spray whipped cream to minors. Satirical jabs aside, apparently, sprayed whipped cream uses nitrous oxide to propel the cream into the foamy goodness atop our ice cream sundaes. Addicts are buying up whipped cream, pulling out the nitrous oxide canisters and inhaling the gas, which is called a whippet, right? So nitrous oxide, more commonly known as laughing gas, has been used for decades as a general anesthesia, but can also cause fun side effects like hallucinations, brain damage, dementia, and death when used inappropriately. Who knew we were living on the edge of our whipped cream for so long when it was full of drugs? The DEA says that 1 in 5 minors have used an inhalant like a whippet before 8th grade, and a lot of the side effects are irreversible. Now, that's true. There are some very irreversible things about this, and it is dangerous. But what the F? The answer is to ban the production or ban the sale under 21. Under 21. Yes, Pat, your final thoughts here on this subject?
How many people over the age of 21 are also going to abuse that?
Quite a few, Pat. Quite a few.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure that we're on the same page here because banning it before the age of 21 is going to be a magical cure of some kind.
It's the children. It's all about the children. Speaking of drugs, Pat, did you see the headline with Michael Jackson?
Oh, how he had multiple aliases to get
19
drugs?
19 aliases to get drugs.
Holy crap.
So not only was he an alleged pedophile, but also a drug-addled pedophile. Can you talk about a more screwed up pop star in history?
No.
No, I can't. I can't think of one.
I can't think of one.
I really can't. And the worst part is his music is so bleeping good.
I liked a few of his songs. I wasn't like a huge fan.
So good. So good. In terms of pop music, easy top five. Easy.
Oh, sure. I don't disagree there.
But then all the other stuff. And then you never want to. Yeah, it's kind of. He's kind of R. Kelly for me. Like, I don't want to listen to it, but if it's there, I will.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I think R. Kelly might top him.
Yeah, human trafficking.
Kidnapping.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's probably worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, talk about insane, right? 19 aliases. How drug riddled and more importantly, how enabled do you have to be in order to get away with that? It's unbelievable.
I don't know that I want to pretend to get into the mind of Michael Jackson. I don't know that I want to get into the mind of Michael Jackson. I think that I would just be, it'd be too scary.
Yeah, the trauma of his childhood. And then what it resulted in his adulthood is, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Still one of the best singers of all time, best dancers of all time. But, dude, no. Dude, no. No, dude. Dude, no. But on that note, Pat, any other truth or fictions that you have?
Oh, sure. So, our Dementia in Chief, President Joseph Marionette Biden is apparently slated to give a speech that will involve discussion about the supposed assault against rights in the U.S. Truth or fiction? Are our rights under assault in the U.S.?
Truth, but not the way that Joe Biden thinks.
Okay.
Second Amendment. I can make a grand argument that that is definitely under assault. If they had a majority in the Senate, they would be doing more than they have. Take a look at your Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights. Take a look at the 10th Amendment. Take a look at the bastardization of the 14th Amendment. You know, you could go down, take a look at your First Amendment. Ah, white Christian nationalists. And, the arguments of the left about how we have to, we can't become a theocracy. That's literally what the Constitution says we can't become. That's literally the existence of the First Amendment, so that we cannot establish a religion as a nation. It can't exist that way. The government shall not establish a religion. That's it. Make no law establishing a religion. That is it. Doesn't mean that nobody can practice it in public. I mean, for crying out loud, Sunday services, right? Sunday Christian services were allowed inside the Capitol, the halls of Congress, all the way through most of the 1800s. Separation of church and state. It is not a thing that's in the Constitution. It is a thing that Thomas Jefferson mentioned one time in his life. And it has been bastardized so badly as to what that phrase was talking about and what it is meant, that it is up there with the Benjamin Franklin security and freedom and deserving neither. Right? Because we don't understand on the right vastly what that statement was actually about. And it was about the freedom of the legislature in the state of Pennsylvania to make its own decisions regarding land grants. And he was saying, if you want to give up your freedom to vote on these things for the security of not looking bad, right? That's what he was talking about. He wasn't our rights are under assault. There's not the way that he thinks it is. Because he's going to make a, I guarantee you, he'll make a case about voting, right? Mm-hmm. Except for more people voted in the last election than ever before, number one. Number two, so far in these midterm elections, more people have voted than ever before with more restrictions, quote unquote. In the state of Wisconsin, Pat, when Scott Walker was governor, passed a law requiring voter ID. You have to show an ID to vote, right? They just set a record for the most people ever in a primary. How's that possible, right? Well, yeah, your voting rights are being... No. They're actually being protected. But the Republican Party doesn't want to have that fight either, because that's going to expose them as a party that has no answer. What say you on that?
Oh, I totally agree with this. You could point out, basically go down the Constitution and pick something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could probably make the argument somewhere along the lines that it is under assault by the current spirit of the age. It is under assault. It's just not under assault the way that Joe Biden would say it is, because Joe Biden is literally part of the spirit of the age. The way he's going to phrase it is that what his ideology is under that spirit of the age is under assault. He's not necessarily wrong about that either, because people like you and me are standing up against those things. I could make the argument that this is true. It's just from what point of view?
Yeah, 100%.
But all in all, this is fiction. Because we know what our Constitution says. We know what our God-given rights are. We understand the laws of nature. Nature's God, by the way, gay marriage bill. We understand these things. And because we understand these things, we can clearly state that these are under assault.
Okay, so you're saying you and I understand these things.
Right. And
the larger, broader society doesn't. Because if so, what the hell are you willing to do to stand up and say, no, you don't get to violate my Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights anymore, FBI, DEA, right, CIA, right. NSA. You don't get to hire private businesses to skirt around the law anymore.
Right. And the sad part is most people don't understand their rights in regards to many of these things. They don't.
Mm-hmm. All right, Pat. On that note, any final thoughts on today's show?
Don't get lost. Remember who you are. No means no. And it's good to have Andrew back, even though he was sick.
Yeah, still not 100%, but getting better. So that's good. I'm glad to be off the bench and starting. With that being said, please be smart, be safe, be kind. As always, Matthew 5:47.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.